Good morning, 6:04. I'm Jake Rusnok. This is VPR News. Many states offer inmates reduced prison sentences in exchange for good behavior behind bars. Vermont is not one of them right now. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Vermont Department of Corrections may want to change that.
In a new report to the Vermont legislature, Commissioner of Corrections Mike Touchette says it may be a good idea for Vermont to reintroduce the so-called earned good time program in Vermont prisons.
We think there's an opportunity here to find real opportunities for people in our custody, the inmates, to engage in meaningful activities such as education, vocation, risk reduction programming.
And Touchette says those activities may improve inmates' chances of succeeding after they're released from jail. But he says the state would have to clear a number of hurdles before it can move forward with an earned good time program. Specifically, Touchette says the state would need to ensure equal access to the programs that would qualify inmates for early release. And he says right now, not all of the state's prisons have access to that kind of programming. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
New research from the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation shows just 34% of Vermont's 2012 high school graduates received a college degree in 4 years. The research, as reported by vtdigger.org, also revealed stark disparities in degree attainment by gender, academic preparation, geography, and parental education. And flu vaccination rates in Vermont are dropping, and health officials say that may be causing more people to get the illness. According to the health department, vaccination rates or flu dropped 4% last year. The department says during the last flu season, 40 deaths had flu as an underlying cause. The department is urging Vermonters to get vaccinated.